Smile. 90.4 FM.
As we all mission to get our summer bodies beaten into shape, I thought I'd have a close look. It was probably the most effortless weight loss promise on the market at the moment.
Okay, you've got my attention.
Yeah, you don't have to look very hard, of course, to find some sort of eating plan or exercise regime or even cleansing systems that promises you substantial weight loss in a very short space of time. Now, weight loss is a multi-billion dollar industry, so there's always someone somewhere ready to take your money with outrageous promises. Some of them very believable, mind you. Others, not so sure. A couple of years ago, there was this.
A weight loss tool creating a buzz, health regulators approving an obesity treatment that sucks food out of your stomach. The Aspire Assist device drains a portion of a person's stomach contents after every meal, and it's made up of a pump that attaches to a surgically implanted hose in a patient's stomach. The hose is then connected to a disc-shaped port valve outside of the body. Half an hour after eating, the patient opens the valve and can drain about 30% of the calories consumed right into the toilet. The bottom line, a way to stuff your face without stuffing your stomach.
I know, right? Both fascinating and kind of gross at the same time.
No, that sounds absolutely horrible.
That's like a clinically approved stomach purge.
No, I don't like that one bit.
I know. And then last year, the internet roasted an actual magnetic lock that gets attached to the back of your teeth that allows you to open your mouth just barely, like 2 millimeters. You can kind of mumble a little, and you're supposed to survive on a liquid diet only. The problem was that it cost more than 250,000 rand and came with an emergency release button. It kind of defeats the purpose.
No, that is just a ridiculous idea.
But Lindy, now there's something a lot less extreme and I think much less effort required here. You can put away your kale juice, your green tea, and your post-workout health shake and slide on your shades. That's right, a Japanese company by the name Yumatai has developed sunglasses with blue lenses, which it says will force you to eat less and thus reduce your calorie intake. So it's apparently scientifically proven that we automatically find food with a blue tint unappetizing. Just think about that. There's almost no naturally occurring blue food out there if you don't factor in, I suppose, blueberries and moldy cheese. But then again, when hunger strikes, you can simply take these shades off. But the idea is to wear them for most of the day because they change color, so you can use them around the clock, I suppose. And then when there's food in front of you, it'll put a blue tint in the food, and apparently your body will just reject and therefore reduce your calorie intake.
I have read somewhere that if you have guests over, they shouldn't eat off a blue plate. Blue crockery.
Yeah.
Apparently that's quite unappetizing.
Same theory, this time just on your face.
Smile Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. Sesto Nyeha. Nyeha. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.